Hello friends and welcome to Fey Earth, a magical world set in an alternate 19th century Earth, where every creature from folklore and fairy tale is real, have always been real, and lived alongside humanity. Join our adventurers as they explore a world of arcane mysteries and danger, where the new scientific and industrial age collides with an ancient world of fairy and magic.
Hello folks, and welcome to Fey Earth. My name is Neil, I am the designer and creator of this indie TTRPG set in an alternate 19th century Earth where all the creatures from folklore and fairy tale are real, have always been real, and live alongside humanity. Our game is set in the year 1872. It is in France, a France that is recovering from a pretty brutal war it recently had with the Fey Kingdom of Arcadia after allying itself with Prussia in what they thought would be their chance to fight and attack this Fey Kingdom, which has been one of the dominant powers in Europe for 1,000+ years, because the king of Arcadia had died and his son had taken over, the first change of a monarch in this kingdom in centuries. They were wrong. So our players have been traveling around France, often acting as emissaries between humans and Fey, and right now they find themselves in Paris. But rather than tell you all, how about one of our players, and Tendai is not here with us tonight, unfortunately she's not well, so someone else will have to give us a recap of our last session.
Me, because I wasn't even here, so... No.
I'll give a recap, I'll try to, it'll be my first one. So, in the last session, we had agreed to help out a favorite... patron of ours, Madame Gauthier, to go and investigate a group of men that she had hired that had told her to come meet her at a very shady area of town in a warehouse. After we tried to learn as much as we can about the warehouse, we eventually went in to face them. That altercation did not quite go well, and not only did it seem shady, and the items that they had found seemed to be from an occupied Fey mound, it did result in us fighting them, even when we did try to go the safe route before things went on fire. And now we are at the scene where some of the men have fallen, the others have escaped. Fedus is outside of the warehouse screaming, and the rest are still inside, and the constables are on the way after all of this noise and ruckus. And in a moment of panic, Fedus had contacted Madame Gauthier asking for help.
Okay, so you get 1d8 inspiration die that you can use once for any role in the game. So, you've heard Fedus shouting outside for help. Okay. The men that you've been fighting, two of them are dead, and three of them have fled.
Okay. I think we should go look in the crates. I'm gonna specifically the one that wasn't there, that was there when we returned.
Uh-huh. Where am I at the moment? Am I close to the exit?
You are the closest to the exit.
Okay.
Christine is also pretty close. As far as I remember, Sylvia and Gwyn were at the other end of the warehouse.
No. I was way down with the other.
Gwyn was at the other end of the warehouse. Okay. So.
In that case, Mina, I will go out and I don't know how far Fairuz is, but Mina's gonna run after her and try to. To get her to, like, come back in.
So,
and drag her back inside.
As you immediately run out, Fairuz is right there. Okay?
Yeah.
So, Gwyn, I assume you're running up to the rest of them, yes? As
Sylvia... I am going to meet Sylvia and rummage through the crates and just grab whatever is there and put it in my goblin purse.
Yeah, cool. So, you...
Specifically... Oh, just the first. I want to look in the one that the crate that you said wasn't there.
Yeah, you said that.
Yeah.
So you open up the crate it's not like nailed shut. It's just the lid's just on it, resting on it. Okay, it's a small crate. Okay, not especially big. Okay, and opening it up, you see three items in it, okay? You see a stone. So this, as I said, is a very small crate, maybe like 40 centimeters by 25, 30 centimeters, okay? Bit of straw on the bottom, and in it, as I said, you see a stone, a very, very pretty small gray stone. Looks like it could easily fit into a child's palm, and looks to be made up of some mixture, sort of a mixture of quartz and maybe amethyst, okay? You then also see a pair of finely crafted leather ankle boots, simple decorations of swirls and floral motifs on the sides. Also looks to be maybe footwear for a child. So these are very small, very, very small shoes, okay? Probably too small for any of you to wear. And then you see a pair of rings. These are finely crafted silver rings in the style of the Irish Clatter ring. So that is a heart with a little crown on top and a pair of hands clasping it. And there's a beautiful piece of garnet set into each heart.
Just pocket everything for the moment, I think, in the goblin purse. Yeah. And Gwyn is also going to set the straw on fire.
Is there anything in the other crates?
If you want to spend time, the other crates, they appear to be like nailed shut, so you'd need a
crate. Oh, okay, never mind.
Was that magic spear that was shooting lightning at you as well?
Yes.
Body of the dead.
Yeah, Mina can grab that and help you, and I'll help you and put the rest in the goblin curse there, like as much as we can. Like, yeah. Okay,
does the sorcerer have anything?
Okay, well, just give me 1 second. You want to search his body?
I do.
Oh yeah, we should we should take any kind of personal items off the bodies as well.
Yeah, but I want to see if he's got any cool shit. Ooh, sorry. So I rolled an 18, and that is for me.
That's good.
My awareness is 1 or 2. It's 1. Okay, so that's a 19.
He has a bit of coin on him, okay? So it's a small bag, and there's some gold and some silver and some copper in it. I mean, you could take the time to count it now, or you could just...
No, I'm gonna basically give to Gwen, put her in her gun purse.
Okay, and then you do find another item on him that was in his pocket, and it's a very, very fine piece of... It's a funny looking... It's a stone of some sort, very fine stone. Looks like maybe a ruby set in silver, but it's not like... it looks like maybe it could be worn as a brooch. It's too big to be worn as a cufflink, so maybe it could be worn as like a brooch or as a pendant.
Okay.
So did you come inside with Mina?
Yeah, the same time. So I would have immediately come in, and then that's when Pharaohs would see that the man had died, because Pharaohs didn't know this. It's like, what happened?
Well, there was a fight, Pharaohs. We must go.
Okay.
I can try to cover our tracks. And yeah, like I said, Gwyn is going to start setting fire to all that straw on the bottom of the crates.
Strip the sorcerer, Sylvia, right? Then I'll do the other guy, just to kind of make sure.
Well, I'm not going
not
to
just
take
what
his
he
clothes
has on him as
just the contents of his pockets and
sorry, yeah, that's what I mean. It's not just that I'm looking for particularly cool stuff. I'm also trying to just find anything that might identify the guy. Like, do you know what I mean? Any kind of personal things that I can find.
He has a small pouch yet again with some coin in it, but he doesn't appear to have any other personal
effects
on him.
Cool, so nothing that could identify him, Grant. Fantastic.
So, Gwyn, you can use the Arcane Spark cantrip to set the straw on fire.
Can I also fireball some of the walls?
Sure. Of course you can. Now, the walls are made of stone, not wood.
Oh, okay.
Because this is a warehouse. You know?
The crate.
So it's not flammable.
There's wooden rafters, obviously, for the ceiling.
Yeah, go on. I'll set fire to the rafters.
So you
could be more on fire. Come on.
At the roof.
Okay. I would just tell everyone, okay, I think we should just get going.
Yep. You turn invisible and we leave. Yeah. Who else can turn invisible?
Nina, I can turn you into an animal if you would like.
Oh, yes, that's fantastic. And you turn into a cat. Are you well enough to do that? Looking at Gwyn.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll be fine. You go. I'm going to try and bring down the roof.
And then I look at Justine and I'm like, you can turn invisible as well, can you?
I can launch your illusion on myself, can I not?
Yes, you can do that.
You can do that. Perfect.
You do not know the invisibility. So now, the thing is, just give me 1 second here. I'm looking at the wrong. Sorry, I'm looking at the wrong Book of Shadows. Where is Feruz's Book of Shadows? I'm going to check the spell description again. Yeah, so you can cast Feruz. You can cast invisibility on yourself, but on other willing targets if you have enough mana.
That's what I was going to ask you, if I could do multiple, because I do have 24 mana left.
So then you could, in theory, cast it on everybody else in the party except Aminata, who like has a ring.
Yeah, I'm happy. You don't have to cast it on me. I'm going to change. I'll change me now.
Honestly, I will. I am not even going to ask. Even though you are an animal, you are now an invisible animal.
Double this better
invisible
than
rat. Mina, are you going invisible or are you going to be turned into like
whoever gets to me first? Honestly, Mina doesn't mind at this stage. She's like, you need to get out of here.
Okay, well, if Feruz casts that on Mina, Sylvia is just going to turn into a rat.
And Feruz, you cast on Justine as well.
I'll cast on everyone because I believe, given that it's a reduced cost for me, not even factoring in the level up, I can get everyone.
Oh, easily, yeah. Obviously, Aminata has a ring, so she's already.
Oh, yeah. Then I won't bother with it.
So you cast invisibility, and you go out, and as you're coming outside, you see a constable's wagon coming. Charging around, horses being like driven at speed, as five big burly 19th century Victorian era constables with fabulous mustaches all jump out, go racing in, and as soon as they race in, they start crying out fire, fire, and blowing their whistles. You're all invisible, of course, so they don't spot you, okay? Now, as you're slowly walking back, you see another carriage coming in your direction. This is not a constable's carriage. This is a very, very fine carriage, which, Gwyn, you immediately recognize as the carriage of Madame Gautier.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, you see there's a single figure, young man, probably mid-20s. Short, slight build, wearing very, very fine linens, a very expensive looking overcoat of a very fine black wool decorated with white gold wool trim on the threads, very fine leather gloves, and you see him wearing a pair of glasses, the lenses of which look as if to be made of silver.
Okay.
As he comes around. Some of the constables see the carriage, but they're more worried about the warehouse that has gone on fire and the dead bodies inside that they're slowly trying to drag out. As he comes along, stops in front of you all, smiles, nods his head, and with a gesture, the door of the carriage opens.
I will.
Great.
Okay, I'll use lesser telepathy just to be like, can this be less obvious?
The constables are like, one or two of them are looking around and like, this is kind of weird, but none of them approach yet because they're dead bodies and a warehouse on fire thanks to a pyromaniac witch.
You're welcome. Thank you later.
Blamey McPyro face.
Yeah, but that's a good distraction in all fairness, you know.
Any focus.
And more worried about the fire than anything else at the moment. So that's fantastic. Yeah. We get inside as opposed to
jump
get
right
out
into
of
the
here.
Carriage.
Yeah.
Right, do you all get in?
Yeah, we do.
Okay, you all get into the carriage.
Okay. O'Neill, yes. Just to make it doubly sure, I did grab the spear to open the crate, and I did put that into my purse.
Yeah, you did tell me you have the spear. Okay, so
I wasn't sure about that.
The door closes behind you, and the coach driver, he says, "Hold on, mademoiselle, this will be a fast ride." And with a crack of the reins, the carriage lurches forward at speed. Okay, the carriage is cantering forward for a few minutes, and he says, "Things are going to get interesting, ladies." And you feel the strangest sensation. Are any of you looking out? Or are you all just kind of...
Mina is looking out.
So, Lena, you're... Yeah, Sylvia?
Oh, I was just going to say that, like, because we lurched forward, my dax is only one. So I'm going to assume that Sylvia kind of slightly falls on whoever she's beside. Just
are
kind
you,
of...
Are you in human form or animal form?
I opted to not bother if Trey-Ruz was casting invisibility.
Okay, cool. Super. So, Mina, you're kind of like looking out, not necessarily like a golden retriever head out the window, you know, but you are kind of looking in the direction.
Kind of what I have in my head when I imagine being in a carriage.
A little bit.
You are the one who like got the serious head injuries before in the carriage, wasn't it you, Mina?
That was because she heard them with the fairy dance. It wasn't because she was being a golden retriever.
But, this is what you see happening, though. The carriage is cantering along at speed, and he turns it, and it looks like he's about to go straight into the side of a building. At the closest thing that you can call a gallop when horses are pulling a carriage. So he's gone at full speed straight towards the wall of one of the warehouses. And as the horses should be about to hit the wall, probably killing themselves and maybe all of you, you see a shimmering of the shadows around the wall as the horses pass through. And you feel your body lurch as you're pulled through the shadows as well inside the carriage. And you have the most incredible 20 minutes or so of a carriage journey as the carriage seems to be leaping from shadow to shadow through buildings, cutting across Paris at this breakneck speed due to this magical ability to move.
Wow.
Until finally,
whatever he says, I want one.
Finally he pulls up.
Sure, that doesn't feel very comfortable.
Yeah, he finally. Mm. Oh, by the way, the invisibility spell, what's the duration on that again? I don't think it's.
Crazy. It's worn off probably now. Like, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Only a few minutes.
The duration is special.
Oh, actually, it's a bit. No, it's 10 minutes per magic, and you've got a magic of what, 4 or something? So actually, it would last the whole time. Okay. Oh, okay.
I will not. I will forget to drop it when we reach.
Okay, so he eventually pulls in from a house. Gwyn, you recognize this house as Madame Gauthier's house. You've been here before. Okay, the carriage pulls up. He gets out. He gets out of his chair and pulls open the door and gestures with his hand out. Still wearing these glasses with silver lenses as opposed to glass. Gesturing with his hand out to whoever's the first to alight.
Thank you very much for the ride.
Of course, mademoiselle. And he takes your hand, can see you, 100% can see you, even though you're glasses. Invisible. You recognize these glasses because you gave a pair of identical glasses to these to Madame Gauthier only today, wasn't it? Or was it yesterday? I can't remember.
Yeah, yesterday, I think.
It was yesterday. So, they look like, if they're not the same glasses of true sight that you just gave to her, they're very bloody similar. So he alights, he helps each of you out of the carriage.
Mina stumbles out. I'm sure that wasn't a very comfortable ride.
No, it was at speed.
I kind of felt a little bit going through those shadows, right? So, and Mina, after I suppose getting some injury, so she kind of stumbles out and she's kind of goes towards the next bush and just goes,
Sylvia doesn't take his hand.
Okay.
Yeah.
She just hops down.
Oh, Mina.
Sylvia is going to wander. Sylvia kind of wanders over and just gently pats her back. Like, you're
mm-hmm.
okay.
There, you'll be fine.
You're fine.
I'm like, oh, I have this weird kind of warping kind of
Yeah, there are magics that can, you can travel through the shadows. I've only heard about them. So
oh my god.
Sorry, Justine, you have been looking into the Sphere of Twilight, as have you, Farouz, yes? Mm-hmm. So you both know of spells that allow you to slip through the shadows, moving from one shadow to another. So you're you are both familiar with these kinds of magics. You've never heard of a carriage enchanted with this, and Farouz, you always knew that Madame Gautier was an incredibly accomplished artificer, but mm-hmm. seeing this, you're like, damn, that girl is good, and she
bloody hell.
Close to her chest. You've never seen bloody anything like hell. This before.
At the moment, Farouz is a bit too frazzled to yeah. appreciate it, but like leaving the carriage, she would just, I mean, we're all still invisible because Farouz yeah. forgot was a spell up, yeah. but we'll look at the carriage. Huh. Oh, murder. Right. Let's go inside.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's get off the streets. Good idea.
Yeah.
So the coachman, he leads you up to the steps to the front door of the house, and he opens the door for you all. You come in. And he called out to Madame Gautier. Madame Gautier, I have returned with our honored guests. As he waits for you all to come in, and then he says, excuse me, mademoiselle, and he goes back out to take the carriage and attend to the horses.
Yes.
A moment later, Josephine Gautier comes into the hall, looks, gestures, there's a flash of silver across her eyes.
I'm sorry. I just dropped this.
Okay. She's looking at Aminata, who's still invisible. And Aminata takes the ring off. Well, she doesn't take the ring off. She actually she turns the ring. That's what activates the enchantment. Well, I'm glad to see you're all safe, that you're all well. I got your message, Farouz, obviously, and that is why I immediately sent Jerome with my carriage to get you out of there safely.
I am afraid that they were not respectful and they attacked us.
I was worried that these pigs would do something stupid like this. How many of them did you kill?
Two.
Two.
Well, the other three got away.
If it had been me on my own, I probably would have killed them all, so...
Yeah, well, we didn't want to actually... Well, you know how it is. We were faced with a choice. Them or us, and we chose us. So, this is how it goes.
Unfortunately, when you are dealing with men, a lot of men, the only language you understand is violence.
Yeah.
So true.
You know, this is the problem, you know? They are not as sophisticated as us. It is that simple.
I'm afraid we tried to cover our tracks by burning down by setting fire to the warehouse. So
she
that
looks like
the police.
Me?
No, this is the glance that just goes.
Wasn't my idea, I can assure you.
I think
it was definitely mine.
So let us retire to the drawing room, and I'll get us some sherries to calm the nerves.
Yeah, actually, that would be appreciated. That also, that carriage ride was quite something.
Did you like it?
You must tell us all about it.
Not necessarily after a fight. I'd like to try it out when I'm actually, you know, not injured.
Normally, I use it as my mundane form of transportation, but it has got a few upgrades, if we shall say, so that if I need to get from one place to another quick, Paris is a very large city, as you know. Which, canonically, in the 19th century, Paris was already one of the biggest cities in Europe, certainly in the Western world.
From Montreal at the time, and it was still huge.
People are kind of facts, basically, so I would like to heal.
Yeah, of course. So you all return to the drawing room, and a moment later, a maid comes in with a beautiful silver tray, and she has some glasses of sherry on it. And behind her comes another maid who's carrying a tray with tea for you, Firouz, because Madame Gauthier knows that you do not consume alcohol. So she didn't even bother. She was like instantly the staff here. This has probably been the second time you've ever been in her house because you weren't like you were her employee, you know?
Yeah.
But she does know, even working with you in the shop, that you do not drink alcohol. So she already has. It's a very lovely. She's, oh, you like this? This is a new jasmine that I just got in from the Far East. So you all get your drinks, and she's so.
I really want a jasmine flower tea right now. Oh,
I know. Same.
We're all out.
Same.
Man.
So the important thing is you're all safe.
Yes, and they were absolutely awful, and they really thought perhaps that they might be able to pull a fast one. They wanted to renegotiate as far as they could possibly renegotiate. The curious thing is they said that things got very complicated and that it was a occupied payment.
But they said was that it was a tougher job than they realized.
Because the payment was occupied, that's what they mentioned. Yeah.
Oh, or did they say it was occupied?
Also, how is everyone? Gwyn, how are you? You got hurt very badly. And Feyruz, you ready. Too. You got your hurt. Ready. Your leg got hurt badly, didn't it?
Yes.
It did.
I'm alive. And
so that'll be fine.
Sylvia is gonna start healing people.
Thank you, Sylvia.
Thank you.
Oh, I'm gonna spend. Actually, I've quite
Christine,
a lot.
How are you feeling?
So how much damage did you take?
Go ahead. On the scale of one to ten.
I didn't take that much, no matter actually.
That's there you see hit points, by the way.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Literally, it's not even an exaggeration.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
No, I'm fine.
Yeah.
It was Gwyn
who
got really and Mina a bit as well. Because
How much down am I? Does anyone know?
I think it was like 20 grit.
Left or 20 grit down.
Yeah. Down. You lost 20 grit.
I took a critical injury, Feyruz, so
yeah.
You did.
So I got a critical injury.
Yeah. After Gwyn shook the fireball at them, they all decided they didn't like her the most.
Okay, I'm going to spend 6 mana healing Gwyn. So that's 2 + 4 = 6. 3, 9 + 4, 13 points.
Thank you.
I'm going to spend... I might spend 6 on Feyruz as well, just because you also...
And you had the critical injury, yeah.
Yeah, well, it wasn't a major crit, so thankfully. Cool, well, that's 2, 4, 5. Okay, so that's only 9 points.
I only lost 1 grit. But I don't know what that means for the injury.
But you took a critical injury.
No, it was definitely more than that because you took a critical injury. It was like it was like 15 or 18 grit points that you lost.
But if you got healing, that should be fine. The critical should be fine then.
Yeah, the injury. Once you receive any sort of, once you take a major action to bandage a wound or receive magical healing, the injury that you get from a crit. Is if it was a minor critical injury, the injury is removed.
Okay.
Major critical injuries, which happen if you roll a 10 on your d10, then you roll for a major critical injury. They're a lot more serious. They require depending on the injury, they could be anywhere from 6 to 12 weeks of rehab or third level or higher, much more powerful magical healing.
Okay,
so. Mina, I'm going to heal for 4 mana because you're tough.
Thanks.
So
I appreciate it.
No, but I know you'll be fine. So like I'm not going to.
Did anyone else get injured at all? Or is it just three? Did you get injured, Sylvia? Justine, are you okay?
I mean, there's no need to.
I'm fine.
Oh, you did? Oh, clever girl.
I'm fine.
God, how is everybody? Now the first shock has kind of worn off and the adrenaline is gone. How is everyone feeling?
Sorry, it's 8 points, Mina.
Thanks.
I think I'm a little overwhelmed now, so maybe I'll answer you tomorrow.
You will be fine, you know. You just need to sleep. You're not used to it.
No, that was, let's just say, the most adventure I've had.
So, Madame Gautier, while Sylvia carries out her healing magics on you all, and when she sees you're done, she turns to you all and says, so, as I said, the important thing is that you're all safe. Now, I don't mean to be crude, but regarding the items that these idiots had claimed to have gotten for me, was there any sign that they had them in their possession?
What was it you were looking for?
Well, it was like with yourselves. They were going to a site to explore in the hopes of finding treasures, magical items, you know? So it was not that they were going with the task of retrieving a specific item. It was rather exploring a fae site in the hopes of finding enchanted items that they would return to me. Just like the job that I gave you all recently, just north of Paris.
I hope you do not think it impertinent of me to ask, but did you know that the Feymon was ever going into Vals occupied, or...
No, that's quite a shock to me. I thought it was abandoned, as yours was.
I you see.
Sure?
Of course.
And well, what are your sources?
It's usually a combination of local lore and stories from in the areas... as well as maybe discussions that have been had amongst fae scholars in academic circles as well. Like, there's no, it's not like there is a directory, you know, of fae
yeah, males,
you know, but it's, so it's a combination of different things. Like, you have
maybe
so this is the thing, maybe there were fae there, maybe the fae had left and then had returned. Or maybe these men were just lying in the hopes that they could try to get more money from me or keep some of the items for themselves. I mean, I had been a little bit worried when I'd hired this group of men, but there's not many with you, the skills that your group and that group have. So, unfortunately, in my line of work, you don't have a lot of choices. And it used to be that a lot of the time you might find somebody who had a couple of years of military experience in the army, but and she kind of looks compassionately and gently at Sylvia as she says this. Many of those who had been soldiers and had left were called back up to military service during the war, and as we know, most of them did not return.
Yeah, well... And those that did probably don't want to go again, so...
And the last thing a soldier who just fought against Arcadia wants to do is go somewhere that they may find themselves facing other fae.
Or a dragon.
Or a dragon. Well, I wasn't planning on sending anybody to face any dragons. Thankfully, there aren't any, though if the rumors are true, maybe they will be returning to these lands.
They're not rumors. They're true.
Well, that is terrifying, because how do we know they won't decide to make their new homes in the forest and mountains?
And I would be more concerned that they may decide to kill us all, to be honest with you. At this point, Sylvia just picks up her sherry and knocks it back, puts it back down, and just...
Mina's just looking at you, kind of like... mid-sip, kind of like...
Sylvia, I really want to hear why suddenly dragons have come up, but maybe not right now. Maybe now we can finish up whatever we found.
You don't need to be, I definitely do not need to tell that story.
Did the men, and I'm sorry to be pushing on this so much, did they give any indication where they might have been keeping these items?
Sylvia's just going to look at Gwen.
There were crates in the warehouse. They were nailed shut. And maybe currently on fire.
Well, if they are powerful enchanted items, they should be safe from the flames.
Yeah, there is also, the gendarmerie is there, so they probably find.
I have friends of influence within the Paris Constabulary.
So that wouldn't be an issue. Okay, good.
No, in fact,
I'm afraid once it all kind of got really confusing and we had to kind of leave as fast as we could.
I understand.
We didn't want to actually have to kill any of them, but they didn't give us a choice.
We did find, and Gwyn, as just a token gesture, she'll take out the stone. And gonna read the room. Do we want to give her anything else? As Gwyn is reaching into her purse, are people like, no, no, no? Or are they like, okay?
No, Mina's kind of like, okay, but kind of willing you to kind of, yeah, but that's it.
Very much also like, I want to know if she knew. I don't believe she.
Yeah.
She caught the famine.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Right. I'm not sure either. Like,
this is a bit of a retcon, but whenever you're in a social encounter with somebody and you think they're lying, you can give me an empathy roll. That's awareness or charm.
I don't.
You can just say, I want to do an empathy roll.
Insight.
If you have the empathy talent, which is an awareness based talent, or you can roll charm. If you have the behaviorist skill, that's a skill that you've trained in reading body language and reading facial cues and intonation.
Hey, Aminata would want to do that. Like,
yeah, Aminata
doesn't have that skill. She has the conversationist skill, which is the other side of it, where you have trained in language, so you have the bit of the gift of the gab. You're a great speaker, but she hasn't taken the behavior.
And a great lawyer, like, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah.
She'll be a great lawyer as well.
I'd like to do an insight check, although my awareness is shit, but, like, you know, you never know. I might roll well.
Yeah,
that's okay. I'll roll one. Neil.
Yeah.
If that's okay, I'll roll one.
Oh, yeah, sure. Just remember in future, you know.
18.
You're pretty sure she's telling you the truth.
Yeah, I only rolled a 15, so.
Yeah, you're pretty sure she's telling you the truth.
And from Fedu's side, Fedu's just is just kind of waiting to see what everyone does, because Fedus didn't really see what was grabbed and what was put.
Yeah.
No, she didn't.
So Fedus wouldn't be able to have any input, even silently.
So
how does she react to
Gwyn,
you
hand her the stone, yes?
Yeah.
Okay, so you hand her the stone.
And as I do, I'm kind of looking at the group to see, you know, if anyone's giving me signals to be like, yeah, go on, hand her over the stuff or whatever, because Gwyn doesn't have enough like intellectually. Well, I'm gonna do a roll if that's okay. I'm
trying to read the room. Mina's literally willing you, like, yeah, that's a good kind of, you know, good will, and but that's it, don't give her anything else, like, kind of.
Okay, yeah, that's
it. Doesn't have telepathy.
You're not sure.
50-50.
So she
I see Mina kind of like giving me the eyes, and that's it.
So she takes a stone and she gestures with her hand to there's a little side table, and a pair of these very strange glasses. They look almost like opera glasses, but not quite. Get rise up from the table and float over to her. And as you get closer, you see that these very strange glasses. They've got like lenses with a slight telescopic feature to them, and then there's other lenses that are off on hinges that look like you could press them down over. She puts them on and she holds it like, and she's like adjusting the lenses. Like, oh, interesting. Oh, I have not seen one of these in quite some time. Oh, very interesting.
Oh, yes, sir.
This is
if you don't mind me asking.
No, of course. This is a quite rare item. They're referred to as a stone of resolve. They're made by various different types of fae. And essentially what they do is, if you take the stone and hold it in your hands and focus on it for a period of an hour, you kind of gain a bond with the stone. Okay, and after you've done that, you gain benefits. You become immune to spells which would enchant or affect the mind. So spells that might cause you to fall into a magical slumber, to frighten you, or to make you lose your senses and wits. And you also become better able to detect illusions that are cast in your presence.
Quite interesting.
One of the items that they had on them, was it?
Mm-hmm.
If you do not mind, she's kind of like gesturing at the stone.
I believe it's yours.
Thank you very much, my dear.
What do you think? I have no objection to you keeping it, my dear.
Well, you know, if these men have not been dishonest pigs who've, I don't want to be crude, but they were going to probably attack you and strong-arm you into...
Absolutely. Why else would they arrange a meeting in such a place? You have a perfectly good shop where they can meet you, otherwise.
You would have been more than capable of managing the situation, but...
They didn't know that.
Well, I think they assumed because I am a beautiful woman that meant that I was weak.
Men usually assume.
They always tell you that.
They always assume this.
So question one for Mina. Yeah. Did Mina, when she picked up the spear, did she look like she really wanted to keep the spear? Because that's kind of what I picked
she
up.
She definitely on. Said like she's because she was like looked at me with a glint in her eye.
That wasn't in the crate. Yeah, it wasn't part of the deal.
Well, you don't know if the spear was something that this guy already owned or had found in the payment.
Well, exactly. We don't know.
Anyway, so she offers you another round of sherries. It is getting quite late and she's aware that you're tired. And she says, I can arrange her as your own to bring you back to Amanata's house, if that is where you're staying.
Thank you.
I can, of course, arrange her as your own to bring you home to your rooms as well. Because you have your own place that you've been staying in. You've been in Paris for some time now. So you obviously haven't been hanging out at Amanada's parents' gap.
So what last question, madam, if you don't mind?
Sorry, Mina?
One last question about the dead bodies and the gendarmerie. I don't know if someone saw us going in, going out, we were invisible, but I don't know if there's going to be any legal repercussions or legal consequences to this whole affair.
Myself, if that helps.
Well, Mina does have quite a striking appearance, unfortunately, for herself. She is not very inconspicuous because Mina does have the
green hair.
Mina, do not worry. As I said, I have trusted friends who are high-ranking members of the Paris Constabulary. First of all, the police will probably not waste a lot of time on these men. They were not wealthy men who had connections and power and influence. So they will probably
look upon it as
thugs getting killed in a dangerous part of the city by other thugs. They will probably maybe even assume that... Honestly, if it was me, I would be more worried if I was the owner of that warehouse because the most logical assumption is for the constabulary is that these men tried to break into the warehouse to steal from it and that the owner and his men stopped them. That's the most logical assumption.
That makes sense.
There is.
For full disclosure, when I had a bit of a teleportation mishap and ended up outside. I don't know if I was seen.
You may have been seen. It's a dangerous part of the city, not many people wandering the streets at night, and it's pretty lit. It's, you know, it's not like the areas of the Seine around Notre Dame.
With many fairy clubs
lighting the streets, you know? And that was true. There were some fairy globes
on the streets, like,
you know, if you're around Notre Dame, there's like one every 2 meters versus like one on the corner of every block in the area where you were, you know? So it was just naturally a lot darker.
Yeah, makes sense. Yeah.
I would not worry. As I said, I have influence within the constabulary.
Thank you.
That's good to know. That's reassuring. Well, thank you so much. And
Feyruz, get some sleep. You will feel restored in the morning. Don't worry about it. And don't feel guilty.
I don't feel guilty as much as I feel overwhelmed, which I think is fine.
Yeah, go and sleep. You will be fine.
Yeah.
Well, if you are all okay,
before we move on from the scene, I just kind of want to bring up a chance if anyone wants to decide what to do with the items, because I and Feyruz are not part of them.
Gwyn, to be honest, would kind of happily hand everything over. She just knows Mina really wants the spear, but I'm also terrified. So.
Sylvia is aware that Madame Gautier is incredibly powerful and doesn't want to say anything because she knows she's not a good liar. Helena?
Maybe if I can inspect the items first, because I have detect magic, and see what they are, what they're doing.
Yeah.
What I'm thinking. Let's go home first.
And then we'll make something up, or we'll just say it is as it is, like, let's see what we can do.
Yeah. Okay.
Right. So you go back out.
Really?
Jerome is there waiting for you all with the carriage. He doesn't use the shadow jump ability on the carriage this time. He's now going at a normal speed because he wasn't trying to get you out as quick as he could. Yeah. Feruzi drops you home first, and then he drops the rest of the party to Aminata's parents' residence. Okay. So when you get back in. Do you want to take out the items and try and examine them? You have a bit of mana left, don't you, Justine?
I have the whole mana thingy.
You've got like full 30.
Well, question: did Feyruz want to stay with the party and stay over in Aminata's?
I think for now Feyruz would stay back at her place, but
on her own bit.
But you would have said that she'll come by early tomorrow.
That's what I assumed. Perfect. You lay out the items. Okay, you gave the Stone of Resolve to Madame Gautier. So the spear, the boots, and the pair of rings. Okay. The first one, the spear, is a Spear of Thunder. This is a very rare item. Okay. It is, as I had said before, a beautiful, intricately decorated bronze spear on a dark oak shaft. The spear is a +1 weapon which ignores non-metal armor. So leather or like armor made of natural materials, it just pierces through it and ignores it, okay? If it's mundane, if it's enchanted, that's different, okay? As a major action, the wielder can use the spear to send forth a blast of lightning and a cone 15 meters long and 5 meters wide at its end. Anyone inside the area must succeed at dex acrobatics with reflexes with a target number of 21. On a fail, they suffer 3d8 plus 3 points of electrical damage and are paralyzed for one round. On a success, they suffer half damage and are not stunned. And the spear has 3 charges of use per day and it recharges each day. Okay?
Yes.
So this is a very rare item. That's 3 power points.
This is like, I think, what I hope.
Basically want Albert to be.
Yeah, this is what I, and as long as Albert is in the workshop getting an upgrade, I can use this instead. That's fantastic. Okay.
The next item is the boots. Okay, and unfortunately, Tendai is not with us tonight because she would be very, very excited by this. Well, maybe, maybe not. These are a pair of goblin boots. While appearing child-sized, they will grow or shrink to the size of the wearer. When worn, the wearer gains a +2 bonus to stealth and acrobatics. And furthermore, they do not leave any tracks, regardless of the surface upon which they are traveling. They can also walk across slick or greasy surfaces without any fear of falling.
Nice.
Also very rare.
Okay, so Aminata wouldn't be able to use it.
She wouldn't
be able
to wear them yet because she has the legendary ring, which is 6 power points. Okay, and then the last, which is the pair of rings. Okay. Intricately carved silver rings in the style of the Irish Cladda, with a beautiful piece of garnet set in the heart. The wearer of each ring will automatically know if the wearer of the other ring is in danger or in a state of extreme distress. They do not allow the wearer to know the feelings and thoughts of the other, but if one wearer is extremely sad, scared, anxious, or a similar powerful emotion, they will know. Also, if the wearer of one ring is attacked and injured, the other will immediately know and their garnet stone will turn black. The rings do not work if one wears in the other realm, and these are rings of heart's bond, which are rare.
The boots are handy. We can keep them, and whoever has anything stealthy to do,
The thingy I took from the sorcerer.
It's a mana receptacle.
Oh, nice!
Didn't you just buy one?
I did.
Yeah. Sylvia has one, Feruz has one, and Justine has one.
Gwyn doesn't have one.
Gwyn does not have it. However, mana receptacles are very rare. So what do you currently have?
I have Moondust, Comb of Cleanliness.
No, Moondust is consumable.
Consumable doesn't count.
Yeah, I'm just going through the list. Ring of Deflection, Bracelet of Armor, Fairy Glasses, Goblin Purse.
Okay, so Fairy Glasses are uncommon. Okay. And I think the other ones are... So Ring of Deflection is rare.
Ring?
The Ring of Deflection Oh, sorry, no, you don't have a Ring of Deflection. You have a Pendant of Shielding.
Bracelet. Yep.
No, Pendant.
The thing you're talking about, the thing you got from the trio of witches in the Fey Realm, yes?
I forgot about that. Yeah, of course you have that.
Is that the thing you're talking about, yeah?
No. Okay. I think I bought this.
Oh, you must have. Because you also have the Pendant of Shielding, which I think is common, actually.
You do. And you have a shield bracelet as well, don't you?
Or no, it's uncommon. The Pendant of Shielding, that's the thing you got from the trio of sisters. That's uncommon. Okay, I think you did buy a Ring of Deflection. The Bracelet of Armor is rare, and the Ring of Deflection is also rare. So that's 2 each. So that's 4, 6 already. And
7 for the pendant.
Goblin Purse is also rare. So the pendant is 1. Okay. So the pendant was 1. The Fairy Glasses was 1. Okay, the Goblin Purse is 2, and the Ring of Deflection is 2.
Okay. Yeah,
7.
So,
that's 6.
6. Okay, so you're at 6. You are 7th level. You've just gotten to 8th level. Well, after your long night's rest, you get to 8th level. But unfortunately, a mana receptacle is very rare, so that's 3 power points. So you would need to be at 9th level, or drop one of your items to be able
take
to
something off.
Acceptable.
I will drop the Ring of Deflection because I haven't used it yet.
Okay, right. You could give it to someone else if you want. Maybe someone else could use it.
Can we carry them in our Goblin Purse? Our extra items? Yep.
Yes, but if you want to start like in combat, if you want to start swapping stuff out,
you have to swap them out.
Yeah, that is.
that kind of stuff, I'm going to say, would be your major action.
That's to totally major action, yeah.
And bring another one. So that's your turn gone for that kind of thing.
You're better off moving stuff around, like, to be honest, you know.
Cool.
Well, I'm going to drop the ring reflection for the mana receptacle.
I think the most
way more important.
The most important question we need to ask right now, which two members of the party will be wearing the rings of Heartsbond?
I'm going to take the mana receptacle, so, and that is me top out. Sorry, don't care about anything else.
Could we maybe
put the spear is mine. I picked that up.
You staying?
Can we just put them in the goblin purse for the moment? And then when we're going to split the party at some point and do something shady like we always do, we can give it to members of the party. Yeah.
Or if one of our party members found that they were getting deep feelings for another player or NPC, they could give it to them as a token of their affections.
Yeah, sure. But yeah, I agree. We just, you know, peck it into one of the goblin purses and leave it. Same with the boots, I'd say. We can never, whenever somebody does like a stealthy kind of spy mission or something, recon mission, that we can dish the boots out because they change size.
Yes, they do. Okay, well, the party having identified the items, very tired, head to bed for a long night's rest.
Last thing, Neil, I just want to heal. Because I'm actually down to 50 mana. I'm down to only 50 grit.
Yeah, so, you spend whatever mana you have left, however much you wish.
But I'll do that.
I would like to do the same.
When I go to bed, away from everybody else. Because Sylvia's not admitting that you got hurt.
Yeah, so you do all that and you head to bed, having a long night's rest. Mechanically, out of narrative, you've all leveled up. Which we can be dealing with. We won't be worrying about in stream, and we can talk about that in privately. But right now, this is a perfect place to take a pause in our story.
Having retrieved a number of magical items from these men they were fighting, the party hasn't been entirely honest with Madame Gauthier about this. Are they going to change their tack, or are they going to keep these items for themselves? And if they do, and she finds out, how will that affect their relationship with this woman who has been, so far, a very strong supporter of them, an excellent employer, as well as someone who holds Gwyn in high esteem and affection? Well, we'll see what they decide next time. Don't forget and be sure to join us. If you enjoy this adventure and like to know more about the world of Feyert, the system and the setting, head over to our itch.io page. The best thing to do, fey-earth.itch.io. We've got a bunch of really great stuff there. They're all pay-what-you-want downloads. There is the Explorer's Guide to Feyre. This is an early release version of our core rulebook. Everything you'd need to play really great adventures up to 10th level. Then there is a bunch of other adventures, some one-shots, and our starter adventure, Trouble in the North, for a party of players from levels 1 to 5. All their adventures come with quick play guides and pre-gen characters, so you don't even need to have read the rulebook. And then there is Fae Wanderer, a delightful rules-light TTRPG we launched last Halloween. This is a whimsical game that is suitable for all ages, even pre-numerate children. Very, very fun, designed to be quick start game with very simple rules. The perfect game that you can use to introduce children into the worlds of TTRPGs, but also a really great game if half of your friends have had to cancel for game night, but the other half still want to meet up and play something, but you can't play your regular sessions. Finally, we have our Kickstarter in March. We would love your support. This is to raise funds so we can finally print and publish Feyre and bring this world of folklore and fairy tale to life.